Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Shari. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Edward Fox, and I'm calling about our credit card with Robin Fox, and we have a charge on our credit card for $49.97 that is dated 1/31.
All right.
We don't know anything about it.
Okay, may I get that zip code?
59901.
Okay. All right, and what was that first and last name?
Edward and Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Fox.
Let's see. Let me see. Let me try typing in your name. Just a few moments. All right, perfect. I found you. All right, and can you verify the mailing address?
1394 Keenis Road, Kalispell, Montana.
Thank you. All right, so Edward, do you ever recall receiving a free gift where the only thing you had to pay for it was the shipping costs and handling fees back on December
no.
the 27th, 2021? It was a Wi-Fi booster.
No, I had one where there was a, I'm not sure what it was, something, it was like a $5 or $6 charge.
Mm-hmm.
The only one.
Yeah, this one, I'm looking at you. It was a $7.45 charge. And basically
okay.
what it was supposed to, if what they say is a free gift. And you have to just pay the shipping and handling costs. But during that time frame, after you purchase that gift, they'll give you 48 hours after signing up. If you don't call back within that 48 hours, what would happen is you would instantly get put in like a membership. So
well,
the $49.97.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. That's basically,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, fraudulent. I didn't get that and agree to it. Or
okay. All right. So since you're saying that, you know, it's fraudulent, I can go ahead and get you transferred to our fraud department so they can start an investigation up. But I do have to ask you a few questions. Is there anyone else in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
Well, I recall that 645 charge. I don't recall
mm-hmm.
anything about, and so I'm.
Yes, sir. So to see,
that
charge, basically, you got it for free when you signed up for it. Well, no, you didn't sign up for it. Once you got it for free, it instantly signs you up for a membership fee. So it give you 48.
I don't want to be a membership.
Okay. So what I would do, I would go ahead and just get that canceled out for you so they won't charge your card anymore.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, and what about that charge? Are you guys, what are you doing about that?
Just
that charge coming off or not? Because I have to call back and let them know what kind of dispute this is and what happened. And I've just talked to you, and you say what happened was that
mm-hmm.
I had some. You put on some requirement that I know nothing about, and I didn't.
So
do
it was
anything.
In the terms and conditions.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, it wasn't communicated to me, and so what I want to find out is if you guys are gonna take that charge off.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
A what kind of refund?
A 35% refund.
Okay, that's what you offered me, a 35% refund, and I have rejected that. Okay, is that it?
Let me see. Or I could do a 50% refund.
Okay, and what was your name here when I reports to see who I talked to? 50% refund.
Have you already disputed this charge with your bank?
I got yeah, and they wanted more information, and so I said I'd call them back and find out just exactly what it is here, and so you're.
All right,
so
what I can do for you, since you have already, you know, reported it to your bank, I can just offer you a full refund.
You can or can't?
I can.
Okay, that would be all right.
All right. See me just a few moments, okay?
All right.
All right, so I just got that refund set up for you, and you definitely should receive your funds back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that confirmation of that refund?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, that number is C as in Charlie,
250-470-448. 448.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I went on and I canceled your account out, so will no more charges be coming out of your account.
Yeah, and the refund will be when I get the refund?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
And that will I go on to my
yes, sir. It'll go. Yes, sir. It'll go back to the card that you purchased the order with.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it a MasterCard? Ending at 3044.
Yes. Huh.
Yes, sir. It'll go back to that account.
Okay. Well, that's. Thank you. Been helpful and resolved my problem.
I'm glad I was able to help you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir. And thank you so much for calling customer service.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.